Now to a story from Florida with no hurricane connection, a story about an unusual Trump-Russia connection. I'm looking at a glitzy video ad featuring images of Trump Tower in Miami, bathrooms with gold fixtures. There are ocean views and a fireplace, huge ceilings and white glove service, all yours for tens of thousands of dollars a month. The ad is targeted at a very specific clientele, Russians who want to come to Miami to have their babies and get U.S. citizenship for the kids in the process. That's according to a new story in the Daily Beast. Katie Zavadsky wrote it.
So we're talking about wealthy Russians who can afford to take anywhere from 3 to 6 months to come hang out on Florida beaches, rent an apartment, pay out of pocket for top-tier medical care, and have their babies here.
And what's the benefit of giving birth in Florida, in Miami?
Yeah, so mothers list a couple of reasons. First, the medical care is a lot better here than in Russia in many cases, especially in the way that we treat pregnant women and in terms of postpartum care. And of course, the weather is a lot better in Miami than in many parts of Russia, especially in certain times of year. But certainly one of the most important benefits is that the children get an American passport, which enables them to come work in the U.S. when they're adults. It enables them to come to school in the U.S. and, more importantly, to travel the world freely and not have the sorts of visa restrictions that Russian citizens also often have.
Right. And that's without exception. If you're born in the United States, you get a U.S. passport, right?
Absolutely.
So this is not something that happens ad hoc. There are actually companies, agencies that offer packages for wealthy Russian families to do this. And a lot of these agencies seem to guide these families to stay in Trump properties. Do these agencies use exclusively Trump properties?
So, yes, there's this huge business of birth tourism companies that are targeting, in this case, tourists from Russia and the post-Soviet space. But, you know, other companies target other parts of the world. They're not necessarily exclusively advertising Trump properties, but certainly for their wealthiest tier of clients, the people who can afford to shell out $80,000, $85,000 for just a few months in Florida, those people are being offered very expensive apartments in Trump Towers and Trump Royale and places like that.
There does seem to be a kind of respect for Trump in Russia among some of the wealthy there. Is the fact that you would stay in one of these Trump properties for several months, is that a draw?
I think certainly when we look at forums, when this is being discussed, people are really drawn to the Trump buildings. They're some of the buildings that are discussed most often. And then when you look at the sorts of people who are checking in there and tagging themselves, a lot of times what you'll see is a Russian tourist of any stripe sort of checking in and saying, "Here I am at the Trump Tower." I saw one of the birth tourism companies sort of touts Trump as like this American multi-billionaire who built these buildings that you can stay in himself. And there's certainly a sort of reverence for this self-made man narrative that Trump projects.
So how long has this been a thing for Russians going to Florida to give birth? And roughly how many families are we talking about a year?
This is not a new phenomenon. This has been going on for, I would say, the better part of a decade. It's hard to quantify on many different accounts. Some people go on their own, and that is sort of the burgeoning middle-class birth tourism, going in and trying to get the sort of the lower level of birth tourism. And then what we have is companies who are really catering to people who can afford to pay someone else to arrange that. And an estimate that one of the proprietors of those companies gave was 40 to 60 births a month just in Florida through these companies. But this is also happening in California, in Salt Lake City, in New York.
So bottom line, is the Trump organization profiting from this Russian anchor baby business? And does that imply a conflict of interest for the White House?
So, yes, there are two levels of Trump properties that birth tourists can visit or stay at in Florida. And one of those are the condos, the Trump Towers, the Trump Palace, the Trump Royale, where the money is not necessarily going directly into the Trump organization. But one of the most popular destinations, in part because it lets you stay somewhere more affordable and then still vacation in the Trump name, is the Trump International Beach Resort, which is still owned and operated by the Trump organization. And certainly they are making money off of that.
How has the Trump organization responded to all of this?
I reached out to them for comment and haven't heard back yet.
Katie Zavadsky of The Daily Beast joining us from New York. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.